Today's Bible reading will be from Hebrews 10, verses 24 to 25. So Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing. But let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
This is the last Sunday for 2013, so we thought we'll do things differently this morning. And what we're going to do is we're going to have a time of reflection to think of your year, 12 months, 365 days almost, and just sometimes life goes by so quickly, we don't have time to think of our year. So I'm going to go through some slides to show you what happened in the world, and then after that, some things that has happened in our church. So have a look and start thinking about, just look first and think later. Yeah. So second term, U.S. President. Yeah. New Pope. The bombings. So that's some things in the world, and then for our church, just some things that have happened. We had our YA camp, Tim Silverman spoke on growing in grace, Graham went home to be with the Lord that he loves, we had a prayer seminar with Dr. Stuart Robinson, some of you all went for KIC, LYC organized a Mother's Day celebration. We had a marriage course. Reverend Webb spoke about being a world Christian at the EC camp. We had three weddings, Mick and Judith, Fiona and Simon, Kenny and Carrie. I believe 11 people attended the Back to Basics discipleship course. We've got a new website, and 8 people got baptized from this congregation. We did 1 Timothy in the beginning of the year, then we did Knowing God's Will, and then we did Exodus in the second half of the year. Missions Action Group was formed. We had the church picnic, Father's Day, YA organized that. We had Betsy Cunningham for our Missions Weekend, our first baby, if I'm not mistaken, baby Lauren, Ken and Catherine's baby. We had our 20th anniversary celebrations, Fate dinners, MTS, Shuva and Helen, began their first year at MTS. Then Bible College, Calvin was in his second year, Nathan did 1 year of college. Some people who had gone overseas came back, Daisy, Lillian, Dennis. Reverend Sito announced his retirement, and we've got summer missions. So these are some highlights as we thought about the year. And now for you to spend some time, we'll just give you 5 minutes. Think about your year. And it's going to be on your own, so no talking to everyone. For you to reflect. Things I'm thankful for. So at the back of your bulletin, There should be some notes there, or if you've got a little piece of paper. Spend some time writing down things that you are thankful to God for this year, and things that were more of a challenge, things you wish did not happen, but you're trusting God with. Okay? So do it on your own. It's for you. And you've just got about 5 minutes. Yeah. written anything at all? Should be enough time. Okay, what we're going to do is like Matt read the passage. As we gather together as God's church, we are here to love and spur one another on towards love and good deeds. So I know sometimes you're a bit shy, but I'm going to pass around the a mic, and if you'd like to encourage the rest of us, maybe you can encourage us either with something that you are thankful to God for, or you could encourage us with something that you've been, God has been teaching you in the year, and it's been a truth that you've really, wow, that's amazing, and you want to encourage us with, so you can share something like that, or, yeah, it can be anything, isn't it? But you've got to keep it short, so it's not, if you get carried away, I might interrupt you gently. Okay. So, to warm you up, maybe share something that you are thankful to God for with the person behind you. Okay, I hope you all are warmed up now. And now, if you've managed to share something to the person next to you, hopefully you're a bit more confident to share it to the rest of us here. And so if you can give us a wave, so you can share something you're thankful to God for, to the whole group, or something that God has been teaching you over the year, something that you'd like to encourage. Yeah. All of us together. Now, who's going to start the ball rolling? Edwin. You want to come up?
Hi. I'm new to this church. This is my first year here. And I just want to say it's been a good church. I didn't want to really move to Sydney, but I did. But it's nice to have a good church where people are friendly, and it's nice to know you all. So yeah, that's something I'm thankful for.
Hello, hello.
Thanks, Edwin. So we've got a roving mic.
So who's the people out here? If anyone wants to share, they can just give me a wave. I'll just pass the mic over.
Thanks, Samuel. Okay. So you don't have to come up. You can just give us a wave. Yeah. Okay. Up the front.
I'm thankful to God for bringing us to Livingstone and for being a part of the church family. And every Sunday when we come, I see evidence of God's Spirit with us. And I don't think it's a normal occurrence, like that God is pleased with us and He loves us. And I think it's a really special place. And the other thing that I see is evidence of God's Spirit working in individual lives. Sometimes when John and I go back, we are astounded by how God is working in different ones. So, I just wanted to say that we love being a part of this church family.
Thanks, Jean. We've got at the back there.
I think all of us are very thankful to have Pastor John and Jean been here with us, and also Reverend Webb and Vale, and also I'd like to be thankful for the hard work behind the scene, the whole deacon board, and especially for the leadership of the English congregation, not just the deacons, but each of the young leaders, new leaders, old leaders. They are especially getting their time to work out all the things. And as we see the church news growing up with different groups, and it is flourishing with all those growth, and help us to have spiritual growth in us. And we are also thankful for the new year 7 and getting a bit mature this year towards the end of year, and all the fellowship being here. So I think it is a good time to give thanks to God for everyone of us here.
Good on you, year 7 boys and girls.
Hi, you might have to stop me. Okay, firstly, my name's Lucy, for those who have met. My family have been worshipping here since this time last year. We kind of come and go discreetly, so some of you may not even have noticed, but we are thankful for God that He's brought us on a journey. Some of you may have met us many years back, a lot younger, I think, at that time, where we were serving your church in a camp ministry. However, I guess this year has been quite an interesting journey for us as a family in moving through ministries. And our prayer is really for God to be clear and give us clarity in where He's actually calling us, Ian and myself. But one of the greatest things that we do, we've enjoyed while being here, was, I guess, the testimonies of many of the young people that we've heard on that pulpit. I can't remember everybody's name, but one particular testimony that we're thankful to hear from was, I think it was D. Lee. And I think God does work in amazing ways in each of our lives. I really thank God for all those who were baptised this year, and that we had the privilege of just sitting and hearing about your lives, even though we may not know you personally. One of the greatest things that we want to thank God for are our two children, Samantha and Josh, who also were baptised this year. And God's been really gracious to each of us. And for those who may be considering, is that a step that I should take to publicly declare your faith to others? Really pray about it, because certainly that is one of God's commands. So thank you for letting me share that.
Thanks, Lucy.
been married to a lot of people now, because I was going to say that I'm thankful for Darwin, but I am. But what I'm really thankful for right now is that I'm seeing so many of you guys, and you're all real cool and, like, awesome. And I'm really thankful that when we were here and when I was here that I got to be with you guys, and now you're all, like, beautiful and tall. And I'm really sorry, but I thought, like, Samuel was talking before, and I was like, who's that guy? He's like, oh, my gosh, I think I used to teach him. So you guys are great, and I'm really, really thankful that you are still walking with God and still here in this church. And come give me hugs after. Bye.
Thanks, Tammy.
Hello, I'm Esther. You guys have that already. It's funny. I'm thankful in a kind of backwards sort of way for the community that has been built here. And I'm really old now, and I know I'm about to say something that makes me sound really old, but I actually remember when English congregation was in the chapel, and there were not very many people, like a tenth of the people. Well, if we were full strength, it might be a tenth of the people here, but obviously a lot of people are away on holidays at the moment. But I know a lot of you now struggle with feeling loved and feeling like you belong in this community. And it's funny, like, because I can say that the community has grown a lot from when it first started, not just in terms of numbers, but also in, like, the fact that people care about it, the fact that people think that it is an important thing to put time into it, and we've got a long way to grow. Like, there's still so much that we have to learn in terms of caring for each other and serving each other and getting to know each other, spending time with each other outside of church, but I'm really old. I remember when it wasn't like this, and I'm thankful for the fact that it is getting more that way now.
Thanks, Esther.
I would just like to say how thankful Val and I have been for all the love and care and support that you gave to us earlier in the year with Graham's death. It was a very difficult time, but we just appreciated so many of you as you reached out to us and cared for us. We've been in ministry for 50 years, and I am so used to ministering to other people, and I've conducted lots of funerals, and I've visited many people who are sick, and always we've been on the giving out end, but this is probably the first time that we've needed to be on the receiving end. And it was a whole new experience for us to be on the receiving end, and to receive what other people were able to give to us at that time. So we are thankful, we are very thankful that God has brought us here to Living Stone Church. And we are thankful for every one of you. And we love you all, we appreciate you all, and just thank you for accepting us the way you have.
Thanks, Helen.
Hi, my name is Allison, and I grew up in this church since I was quite young, so I always thought that Living Stone was just the ordinary church, like the normal, nothing to be really, like, proud of. But as I get older, the more I see other churches, and the more I realize how great and how much I take for granted the fact that we have such real biblical teaching, that we have so many leaders out there who are willing to volunteer their time to help us understand the word. We have so many things set up, like so many Bible studies we can go to, so many ministries we can take part in, and so many churches don't have this. And I think it's just really wonderful. And I'm so thankful for Livingstone that I can be part of this church, that I can just know that it's a growing church and that it's that God's really working in each of us. And just really thankful that I can just be here and call this home.
Thanks, Alison.
Oh, hi, my name is Amy. I teach Sunday school this year, teach the year one, and they're really sweet and really nice kids. And this Christmas, one of the girls gave me a little present and a very a small card, and on it she wrote, "Dear Auntie Amy, I believe in Christ." That was really, really sweet, and I really thank God for the little note that she wrote me, and that's the greatest reward as a Sunday school teacher. And I really encourage you all to consider also serving in Sunday school. So much fun. Yeah, it's really rewarding. So, yeah.
That's a two in one. Thanks, Amy.
My name is Ellen. I'm really thankful for the privilege I can serve as one of the deacons to the English congregation. First of all, I also would like to say thank you to John and Jean. You know that every Sunday morning at 8:30, John and Jean always come on time, you know, to start the prayer meetings. So I'm really thankful that we have such a faithful pastor and pastor's wife to, you know, to back up us on their knees. Because there's my eyes witness, you know, I saw them kneel down and pray while you LYC leaders are teaching the kids. You know, that was so wonderful that we have our pastor to support us through the prayer. So I really, you know, by what they did, it's really encouraged me. When I'm trying my best, you know, to come early in the morning to join them, because I think this is the first resort. Whatever we want to start a ministry, we must start with prayer. So I hope that, you know, we can encourage by what they did and follow their examples, starting everything with prayer. Especially, I think we should be thankful for this club. This year, we also have Stuart Robinson and Liz, you know, to come to share with us about, you know, and especially for the EC camp this year, we have Alan to share with us the World Christian. So our whole adult EC group, you may not know who we are, but I think all sit here. You know, we are all encouraged and challenged by the World Christian. So that's why Uncle Kevin and I, we want to try, and we will go to Kara next Saturday. So I hope that, you know, you guys will also be challenged. You know, wherever you go, try to share the gospel and tell people about Jesus. Thank you.
Thanks, Helen. We'll have one last one at the back, Kenny, and then we'll sing a couple of three songs.
Hello, my name is Kenny. We worship together every Sunday in terms of music-wise in the ministry. We've seen a lot of band this year coming up, a lot of new members, and I just want to thank every band leaders and every band members in particular trying to take out their time, their effort just to come out and practice and to worship and to bring all of us together in one voice to worship our Lord. So next year, there's a new year coming up, so if anyone wants to come and want to serve the Lord in this ministry, come see me, Karen, or anyone else. But we'd love to have you praise the Lord together in music.
Thanks, Kenny. Okay, let's finish off with, like we've been saying, we're thanking God. Let's sing a few songs to thank God for 2013. I chose this song because if you didn't have many things to thank God for, then your thanksgiving is more like there's pain in the offering, and it is, even though it's been a challenging year, we trust in God's sovereignty, and we can still lift a sacrifice of praise to praise God, even though it has been difficult or there has been some challenges. So it's a song that works for everyone. Shall we stand? Job was a man who feared God and shunned evil, and yet he was tested, and Satan said that, does Job fear you for nothing? Basically saying that, oh, it's because you have protected him, because you have blessed him, that's why Job serves you. And so God gave Satan permission to take away his property, to take away all his children, his livestock. A mighty wind caused the house of his eldest son to collapse, killing all his children. And in Job 1:20, it says that Job got up, tore his robe, and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground in worship and said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised." You give and take away.
And take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, blessed be your name.
You give and take.
You give and take away. You give and take.
When the music fades and all is stripped away, and I simply come longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart.
When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, to the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made it, but it's all about you. King of endless words, no one could express how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours. Every single breath, I'll bring you more than a song. I'll bring you more than a song. For a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, to the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you.
Song again, whatever may happen.
that, Reverend Webb, would you say the benediction?
Let's pray together. Father,